Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. April 8, 2023. Obtain the new level of perception. Question: scientists constantly come up with new medications that suppress diseases. Today many diseases are treated at the genetic level. You say that diseases are an expression of egoism. Where do the expressions of disease vanish to when they are treated? Answer: they go inside and cause the next level of diseases or simply other pains, because we have to correct everything at the moral level rather than genetic. Question: basically, today some people begin to hear that we have to unite the entire system in order to avoid diseases. What should happen in order for people to start hearing differently rather than poking around at the micro level? Answer: for this to happen, the light has to act upon them so they receive a special perception. Without this perception, they will remain at the animal level. They have to obtain a different level of perception. Just like a cat or a dog living next to you cannot understand you, it will be devoted to you, it will do everything it can, but only at its own level. It will not be able to rise to your level. So a person who has lived next to you for decades, even if he is kind and smart, with great abilities, will not understand you if he does not have this predisposition. Even though this predisposition exists in everyone, it has not developed yet. In some people it reveals earlier, and in others later. But if the person does not have it yet, you cannot do anything. You have to wait patiently. Perhaps you can help in some way. You can speed him up in this direction, and you can try to include him without his knowledge into spiritual movements. It will help him expedite his development, but he will not be able to understand what Kabbalists sense and the world they exist in. From CabTVs I got a call. Medicine from All Sickness, October 27, 2012. Black and white world. Question: in the 60s and 70s of the last centuries, South Africa was considered one of the most heavenly places to live, and then it slipped to the level of general Africa. My father was a marketing director of an English company and lived in South Africa for 14 years. At the end of the 80s, when he left there, he cried on the plane, because he understood that this heavenly place had come to an end. What had lasted for so long collapsed in a matter of days. Most of the buildings built in the 70s, which were a symbol of independence, were expensive apartments that have become drug dens. Is there anything we can learn from this? Answer: learn. Humanity? Never. Where have you seen humanity learn anything at all? There is no more stupid creature than a human who does not learn from anything. He constantly needs to be driven forward with a stick, and he only thinks about how to dodge this stick. If we could draw our caricature, we would depict a mischievous boy who is constantly looking around and searching for a place to run away to, and behind him, like in a Tom Sawyer story, his aunt runs after him with a big stick that she tries to smack him with, and sometimes gets him. This is us. This is us, and Mother Nature. Have we learned anything today? Today we are more like barbarians than ever before. We take care of the body in a way that we have never taken care of it in history. We have plastic surgeries, transplants, and tattoos. We remove body parts, and whatever else we do. Our ancestors would envy us. We have built such a cult of a body that has never existed before. Instead of rising above it and developing the spirit, look what we are doing. On television, they only show programs about food, how to cook and fry it. The internet is filled only with sexual offers, and TV programs are about how to earn money somewhere, and so on. If once the knowledge of literature, music, and arts was respected, today there is none of this. The degradation is complete. A person clearly shows another person that he is his enemy. This is considered right, good, and supposedly emphasizes your independence and self-sufficiency. What do we teach children at school? To suppress the other. What are we teaching them in general? Only to conquer, suppress, and grind down others. Meanwhile, the means of confrontation are getting stronger. Today, we can easily smooth out each other and sweep them away from the surface of the Earth. Astronauts say in one voice that when they look at the Earth from afar, they have the impression of it as a fragile, very delicate balloon. And we, who live here, are ready to tear and cut everything as if we have descended to some planet to conquer it, as if this is not our only home. From CapTV's I Got a Call. Black and White World, November 13, 2012. Mouthpiece of the Creator. Question: you said that we are not corrected to the extent that we can perceive the writings of Kabbalists. Everything that comes out of their mouths comes from the Creator. Does this mean that a person in spirituality cannot be wrong? Answer: Kabbalists express what they attain. What they attain is part of the upper universe. Of course, they may also be wrong. After all, any attainment consists of several parts, a part that I clearly know, a part that I feel only at the moment and am in it now, and a part that shines before me, that is, my attainment in the future. Therefore, it is impossible to say 100% that I will not make a mistake. Just as in our world there are people who understand more or understand less and attain more in depth or less. Let us say that I am talking through a computer connection right now. What do I understand about it more than a couple of buttons? And there are people who know about all these modems, switching frequencies, providers, and so on. There are those who develop these technologies, and they are already sitting in the future. It is the same in spirituality. It all depends on the size of a person's soul. It shows how much he will be striving to go forward. Comment: but you said that the Creator speaks through the mouth of Kabbalists. They do not have their own calculations when they talk. My response: yes. This means that they have attained the qualities of the upper world and speak based on these qualities. There is no Creator except what they have attained and exist within it. It is as if the Creator broadcasts to us, through them, as if through a mouthpiece. From CapTV's I Got a Call. Mouthpiece of the Creator, November 9, 2012. Is there anything outside of our qualities? Comment: often, when you listen to a lesson, your mind seems to be cancelled. There is no perception at the level of logic, and it is very difficult for you to grasp something. And then, when you listen to the same lesson again, everything becomes logical and clearly structured. The picture is beautiful. My response: it all depends on you. And for someone else, it may be the other way around. During the lesson everything was logical, harmonious, and clear, and in the afternoon, a person listened again and had confusion in his head, he did not take in anything. Question: and how should it be? Answer: neither way. Everything is relative to a person. If you have the opportunity to arrange yourself for a lesson, that is, to prepare yourself internally for it, then you will perceive it correctly, and if not, then number it is just like with the upper world. If you have the opportunity to create it in you, then you create it, and if there is no such opportunity, then it simply does not exist. It is not there. Therefore, everything is aimed at creating qualities in you that would correctly depict the spiritual. And outside of our qualities, there is absolutely nothing. From CapTV's I Got a Call. Nothing exists, October 3, 2012.